This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
And through the years in church history, I've studied that when they talked about the blood, when they sang about the blood, when they made much of the blood, the glory came and the church arose. When they put down the blood, forgot about the blood. I can remember when there was a major denomination that took every blood book song out of their song book. They said, we don't want our children to be frightened by the blood. And that's become one of the deadest denominations in the earth. I was told by Bill and Renee Morris that they were told in some places where they go sing, don't sing about Jesus coming. And they said, there was a move on. I don't want to say in what area, but not to sing about the blood. And he said, when they told me that, the Lord told me, you know Bill and Renee Morris, they're really good. He said, the Lord told me, I want you to put out an album. I'm going to give you some new songs about the blood, and I want you to conclude the old ones. And I want you to name the album, Nothing But the Blood. Hallelujah. And so the children are singing about the blood. They're talking about the blood. And when you go home, you're going to be talking about the blood. And the blood is connected to the glory. It is the blood that makes way. It made way for the high priest in the Old Testament. Only the high priest once a year could go unto God. But the Bible says, not without blood. And he put blood upon his ear. And blood upon his right thumb and blood upon his toe. And he went into the manifested presence of God, the only person on earth that could go. But thank God Jesus went into the high place that is above with his own precious blood. And the Bible says the way to the holiest is made open for us by the blood. And I believe that door is open and we're going to have it. But we'll have to ask him and believe it for him. He gives us what we ask for. And so we'll ask him and believe it for it. But the Lord showed me, I've been studying all about the blood. And in 1982, we went to California. I'd been to Russia four times. I'd never even been to California. I usually just go where the Lord sends me. I've never been to Hawaii, for instance. And someday he'll send me there. But I went to California and God led us to have a meeting very close to Azusa Street and supernatural things began happening. And one day I went to the old Angelus Temple where Amy McPherson ministered. And there were some little old ladies who had gone there years and years ago. And I like to go to the archives and the dusty places. And they took me back there and there was a little set of books. There's 10 of them. They're different colors. They're cut different sizes. They were written in 1928. I don't know if you can still get them. I bought them. They just had a set left, so I bought them. And just the night before I came up here, the Lord reminded me that I had these. I forgot about it. And I had them in my bookcases in the garage. And I had to run out there, but he showed me right where they were. I've gained so much from this man. His name is A.E. Mitchell. And I'm sure that his books are not in print now. But he said, concerning the subject of the blood, let us never forget that the subject of the blood lies near to the heart of God, for it has to do with the death of his son. So we want to approach this subject with honor. Brother Hagin has a book out, a new book called The Triumphant Church. I'm going to bring it one night and read you a page out of it. But he said the old-timers knew something about the blood that we didn't know. We don't know. So I went way back and I got these books and things, and in every book I would find this phrase, honor the blood. Honor the blood. So we're going to honor the blood this week. And we're going to trust God for what He wants to give us. I'm going to speak to you this morning on the blood and the glory. And I'm going to start with something I learned from this man in those little books. I learned it years ago. Even though I forgot about these little books, I pulled them out and I remembered. I always talk about this subject. I began to learn about circles from this man. He has a statement in this book, all Bible doctrine is built and runs its course in circular form. And he speaks of the power of circles. Now, since then, I have been among the Jews a lot. I go to Israel at least twice a year. And we're with the Jews, very close to the Jews. We're getting ready to go back, and this time they're about to make a pact with the devil over there. So we're going back as quick as we can get there. We invite you to come and go with us. We're leaving October 12th, I think it is, 13th something. But the Jews, they always speak of completing the circle. And when you'll do something like you'll start and we go up and visit somebody on the Golan Heights and then we come back and visit them again, they say, you completed the circle. And if they have a lesson, they begin with a song, they'll end with the same song. They'll say, let's close the circle. And they understand about the completion of God. Satan, in Satanism, he understands about the strength of the circle and he tries to imitate it. When Paul was raised from the dead, if you'll check the original Greek, it says that they made a circle around him and prayed. But let's look at some scriptures here just to show you this. John 8:23, we'll begin with this. You see, Jesus operated so well in this earth, and we are to operate like him because he knew where he came from. Hallelujah. John 8 and verse 23. And Jesus said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Now, folks, we're going to be thinking like that before we leave. Yeah. Philippians 3:20 says, we are not citizens of this earth. It says, our citizenship is in heaven. The Bible says when you were born again, you were born from above. Jerusalem, which is above, is your mother. When you are born again, according to Philippians 3:20, you become a citizen of heaven. I say this like this. I say, I am an alien from outer space. I am a creature from another planet. I'm not a mere man. Paul said, you know what's wrong with you in Corinthians? He said, you're operating like mere unchanged men. When you were born again, the life and nature of God came in you. And you are now an ambassador from heaven to earth. Your ambassadorship is here in Fort Worth or wherever, but you are from heaven. Jesus operated always as he operated, and we're told to operate like him. He always operated as though he were from above. I do what my Father shows me. I say what I hear my Father say. And we're going to operate from above before we leave here. Hallelujah. We're going to change from glory to glory. Now turn to John 16, and you'll see the circle. John 16 and verse 27. For the Father himself, this is Jesus speaking, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Jesus came out from God. I came forth from the Father, starts up here, All precious divine things in the Bible start here in heaven. I came forth from the Father, verse 28. I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. Do you see the circle? I came forth from the Father. I came into the world. Now I'm just completing the circle, he was saying to those Jews, which understood about circles. I'm going now back to the Father. Verse 29, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly. Now we understand. And you speak no proverb. There's something very, very plain about these things that begin with God. They come down into the world and they return back to God and his glory. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to John 1:18. We won't turn to, but Jesus said there, I came out from the bosom of the Father. He came out from the bosom of the Father. He came into the earth to do the will of the Father and to gather fruit. And then he takes that fruit back, which is us, takes that fruit back up to the Father and gives the Father great glory. The end of the gospel is Godward. There's the gospel to usward and the gospel to Godward. Jesus did marvelous things for us in the gospel usward, but the greatest thing he did is the gospel Godward, what he's bringing back to the glory of God. Hallelujah. You can see the circle in Isaiah 55. And when God takes you, even your flesh, we talk about the flesh, we say the flesh, like it's something ugly. Honey, even your flesh is going to be glory. That's the completion. That's the perfection. Just men made perfect. Just men completed. Glorified. Even your hair is going to be glorified. You'll never have to go to the beauty shop. And if you lost it, you get it back. I know you do because the Bible says not a hair of your head shall perish, Jesus said. And James was sitting there when he said it, and James lost his whole head just in a few years. He was speaking of the high priest, Pastor Pearson, and that Jesus was there in that presence. And the Bible tells us, we'll get more about this later on in the week, that in that holy presence with that high priest, Jesus Christ, in the holy presence above, there is on that mercy seat the blood of sprinkling. And we're going to learn more about it this week. We're going to make much of the blood because the glory is coming. The blood of Jesus Christ will sanctify you unto that glory. You won't sizzle in the presence. Hallelujah, you will be.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.
Though I've studied, though I've learned, though God has brought many things across my path,